die Hörer, die noch nie etwas von euch gehört haben, wer seid ihr und was macht ihr so?
Well, we are the Flying Eyes. We're a four-piece psychedelic rock band. And right now we're touring all across Europe, playing music for the people.
Ihr habt eine rasant wachsende Fangemeinde, besonders hier in Europa momentan. Spielt rund 50 Shows in 2 Monaten. Ist das eine wilde Oldschool-Rockstar-Tour oder mehr Sightseeing?
I think it's definitely both. Well, whenever we do have time, like this past week, we had an off day in Vienna, and we walked all over the city, we went to a really nice gallery, and we also had some time this week in Prague to walk around, and so whenever we get a chance, we like to see, you know, the places we, we're playing, but also, you know, it's also definitely the rock and roll lifestyle as well, because every night people feed us way too much alcohol, as you can see right over there.
Habt ihr euch bewusst für ein Independent-Label entschieden?
I guess we didn't. We were kind of, when we finished the album, our new album, Lowlands, we didn't consciously decide we wanted an independent label, but that's what was available, and it was a good option for us. So we were really just trying to find the best thing for us at that time, and it turned out to be Noise Solution Records.
Im aktuellen Album Lowlands habt ihr ja unter anderem mit Leuten wie Frenchie Smith gearbeitet, der ja sogar mal für den Grammy nominiert war. Wie war das Ganze für euch?
Oh, it was really great. We met Frenchie when we played South by Southwest 2012, and he came to our showcase and saw us, and we became friends. And then we decided when we were finishing our album, we decided we wanted to find somebody else, like another producer, to mix it, just to get kind of a fresh perspective after all the recording was done. And so we contacted him, and he seemed like the right person for the job.
You did a great job.
Man. Yeah. It definitely added.
Really
it added a lot to the record that we otherwise wouldn't have been able to accomplish.
Stehen neue Projekte an nach eurer Tour?
Well, yeah, we. I think we're hoping to do another tour maybe next spring, also in support of the record. Maybe a shorter tour, focusing just on main cities. A few weeks after we get back from this tour in late October, we're flying to India to play a festival there. It's called the Synchronicity Music Festival, and as far as I know, it's the only major rock festival in India. But they want us to play, so they're paying our plane tickets, and we're gonna also get a chance to see India, which will be great. And after that, we've been working for a few years on this. It's kind of a side project, but it's still our band. It's kind of like an acoustic album using mostly like acoustic guitars, banjos, stuff of that variety. So we're gonna hopefully release that next before the next electric album is done.